straight out for
720 WGN, and in front of me here at one of the locations across the country, one of those in the hometown for the hometown tequila of Bloomington, Illinois, right here for El Bandido Yankee, is the founder and driving force behind the celebrations as we kick off Cinco de Mayo with El Bandido Yankee and the Coast to Coast Tequila Toast, the one and only Jim Bob Morris. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane, Neil, and it is Cinco de Mayo, and we are blasting it off with El Bandido, a coast-to-coast toast with El Bandido, buddy, from L.A. all the way to Miami and in between, and we're excited to be here in central Illinois, and we're doing our part to celebrate the great Battle of Pueblo. This is one of the things I want to do. I would like to challenge all of the other tequila manufacturers out there that are pushing tequila in the United States, all these celebrities. Tell me, what is Cinco de Mayo? And I guarantee you, they will mess it up. I know, okay, because, you know, I have spent a lot of time with all of our friends down in Mexico and friends here in the States. And so I got the lesson, you know, a week in advance. So I'm prepared for the test.
Well, people think of it as a great, I mean, it's an opportunity to get out there, celebrate, and to party. Of course, moments big and small, there's no bad time to enjoy El Bandido Yankee. But this is one of the biggest dates on the cocktail calendar, right? And so this is a time to celebrate. And you look at El Bandido Yankee and where it is, and on this, and not even on this day, it's been the last couple days, it'll be through the weekend, coast to coast. There's places in Los Angeles all the way to Miami celebrating with El Bandido Yankee.
Yeah, we have kickoffs going on in L.A. We're in Miami and Phoenix and Scottsdale and Fort Worth and Austin and Dallas and obviously Chicago and Grand Rapids, Detroit. And so we've got a heck of a kickoff day. I think we've got 15 key locations around the country that we're kicking off today. And I'm excited about the brand. The brand's, you know, got a lot of momentum behind it and really taking a stronghold in a lot of areas. I'm happy to see this.
People are seeing El Bandido Yankee in more and more places, 15 states, right? I think I read it somewhere, maybe 30 by the end of the year. And also seeing you guys, right? You know, Forbes magazine, cover of Proof magazine, Rolling Stone, one of the top tequilas in the world right now. So not only in the bars and restaurants, grocery stores, liquor stores of America, but also in some of those big publications.
Well, the Proof magazine, which is an industry periodical, and it's a good one. Clooney was on last month with Randy Gerber, and right now Chilios and I are getting more likes and responses than their cover, and I'm digging that.
It's one thing to have fans who love to have a great time, enjoy it, and I think that's validation. But you think about this, you mentioned it, industry publication. The reviews are in, gold medals, platinum medals, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's nice. What does it feel like, not only to have something that's a hit out there people are enjoying, but also people in the industry they respect?
You know, that's a great feeling, and I like the fact that we built this with the help of, certainly with Karina Rojo, our master distiller, a woman in Mexico, and I tell everybody it's the equivalency of having our next NFL coach be a woman. And I think that's a strong testimonial to just how great she is. And she worked with us. I couldn't speak Spanish. I know three Spanish words, and she can't speak English. So we had no difficulties. And even if we didn't get along, I didn't know it, nor did she. So that was a great relationship. But she helped us get to the smooth element of our tequila, the smoothest tequila in the world. And what we tried to do is that I know a lot of people out there who've had bad experiences with tequila when we were younger and in our 20s. And I wanted to make sure that we created an elegance of the tequila where you could actually taste the citric of the agave and the sweetness and the vanilla and get the traces, really enjoy a plant that takes 7 years to come to fruition. I think it deserves to be cherished and sipped and respected. And so we did everything authentic. She helped me design the formulation for it with our oxygenated process with our waters, and we really developed just a wonderfully smooth tequila, which I like the fact when I say, hey, well, just, you know, give me a try, see what you think, and they go, wow, that is so smooth, that's so good.
I read somewhere where you had said, I want everyone to be able to enjoy El Bandido. I want everybody to be a fan. I think, you know, the market forces and focus groups say that it's 35-year-old women. Those are the only people that love tequila. And you're like, I want everybody to go ahead and enjoy it. And so talk a little bit about that, because I feel like the feedback that I've gotten is where people are saying, like, wow, I didn't know I liked tequila, and here I love this. You're almost redefining the spirit.
And that's great, because that's really part of our plan. plan, part of our marketing program, is to understand this is an ultra-premium product. And so it's a top-shelf product, but we priced it affordable for everybody. And that was something that I wanted to be right on the price point for everybody. And so we really wanted to kind of change the thought process of tequilas. We've got a lot of projects this year destined with different chefs and cuisine and matching our tequila with dishes. We've certainly got a big array of cocktail and concoctions being designed around the country by mixologists from, like I said, coast to coast and in between. You know, we're starting our tequila tailgates for football season this year. You know, we're on NASCAR. We're doing NASCAR Sundays. And we just got so many different things that we're involved with to move the brand and to make people more aware of, here's a sophisticated drink that you might have written off as something that, you know, back in your 20s over, but trying to reintroduce it. And, you know, 80% of tequila in the United States is purchased by women. And so we certainly have our brand oriented towards making sure that they try it, and not just in cocktail mixes. We've got the Bandido Burro that's out, which is replacing the Moscow Mule. We've got the Jim Barbarita, which is our famous margarita concoction, which, by the way, we were at a restaurant bar the other day, and they have their own concoction. And I love it when the owner goes, damn, that's better than ours.
Well, the thing about this is, like, the feedback and the reception has been great so far. You mentioned some of the places that El Bandido is, and it's where people are. It's where people are, and they want to celebrate. So on a day like this, like Cinco de Mayo, this entire weekend, whether it is at NASCAR race, whether it's concerts, whether it's South by Southwest, or those tailgates that are coming up with the NFL, El Bandido Yankee will be there. You mentioned some of the cocktails, elbandidoyankee.com for all those recipes, and we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And so, Jim Bob, as we let you go on one of those big days, right, to celebrate, but every day is a big day on the calendar for the brand. As the country kind of comes out, maybe their first summer in a few years outside of the pandemic, it's great to have El Bandido Yankee with us as we celebrate those moments all summer long, and of course, on Cinco de Mayo. So, Jim Bob, we'll let you get back to celebrating and raising that glass and the toast for Cinco de Mayo, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
You know what? It's always a pleasure with you, Dane. Thanks so much, and happy Cinco de Mayo to everybody out there. Have a great day.